I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball: How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. And beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball: How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. And beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball: How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. And beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball: How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. And beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense. That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. Think beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. Think beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden. I got a book here. It's called Hollywood Propaganda. Here's the thing. He's definitely not an independent fundamental Baptist. Like, no one would argue that he's an independent fundamental Baptist. He's not King James only. But you know what? He's right on this doctrine. In 1989, two gay activists published a book titled After the Ball, How America Will Conquer Its Fear and Hatred of Gays in the 90s, which detailed their goals to have Hollywood produce propaganda that portrayed gays as victims of circumstance and oppression, not as aggressive challengers. Their idea was that gays must be portrayed as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. Their plan worked perfectly, as Joe Biden admitted when giving a speech for Jewish American Heritage Month, when he said, "It wasn't anything we legislatively did. It was will and grace. It was the social media, literally. That's what changed people's attitudes. That's why I was so certain that the vast majority of people would embrace and rapidly embrace gay marriage. Think beyond all that, I bet you 85% of those changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, are a consequence of Jewish leaders and the industry. The influence is immense. The influence is immense." That was quotes from Joe Biden.